You've probably heard about the scarcity of airline pilots, but that's not the only aviation career facing a labor shortage. Aircraft mechanics and flight simulator technicians are also in high demand. Too many vacancies in these jobs, and your next flight may be grounded. Correspondent Tom Bonsi went to a recent career day at SeaTac to attract young people to aviation.
DeMarco Best considers himself amazingly lucky to have become a flight simulator engineer.
It's a job that you will love. I love my job. I love coming to work every day.
Best and his coworkers program, maintain, and fix a row of highly realistic simulators at the Alaska Airlines Flight Training Center near Seattle.
And now I'm going to make it a very foggy day.
Best sits at a Boeing 737 simulator control panel. He can trigger all sorts of complications for the instructor, pilot, and trainee in the cockpit.
So pull back just a little bit
Flight
more.
Flight slope. Minimums.
Best's 35-year career in aviation is winding down. He started in the Air Force and has worked for the past 23 years at Alaska Airlines.
You've heard about the pilot retirement wave, but there's also a retirement wave in the flight simulator maintenance field. And even though our numbers aren't as large as the pilots, the impact might even be greater than the pilots because we maintain these machines that the pilots actually train on day in and day out before they go out and fly you safely to your destination.
Alaska and other carriers in the same position will need to find replacements with an unusual combo of highly sought-after skills. Those are computer science, electronics engineering, flying ability, and on-the-job experience. Best says there are only a few schools in the country that have a curriculum for flight simulator technicians.
Pilots need to spend time in here, and a matter of fact, whenever they come in once a year for their recurrent training, if they don't pass that, they literally don't go back to the line and they actually don't have a job. So that's how important these simulators are.
There are other aviation careers where labor demand from the growing airline industry is zooming ahead of labor supply. The Boeing company recently estimated North America alone will need 118,000 new commercial airplane mechanics over the next 20 years. Alaska Airlines Chief Talent Scout Michaela Lippman says the maintenance and engineering workforce is aging.
We're really encouraging and we're trying to partner with schools so we can build the maintenance and engineering pipelines to bring in some new workforce into the industry.
Earlier this month, Alaska Airlines, Boeing, and other partners hosted 2,000 teenagers at SeaTac Airport to inspire interest in aviation careers.
Now is the time to kind of start and get them excited.
Sumner High School sophomore Alexi Latimer flew the jet simulator, toured a hangar, and networked with industry insiders.
It's just incredible to see how much fun they all have. I personally am more in tune with being a pilot, but that wouldn't mean that working with mechanics on these same exact aircraft wouldn't be as exciting.
Decatur High School junior Kendra Ulrich of Federal Way, Washington, joined an after-school club that's building single-engine kit airplanes. She says she's interested in a job where she gets to talk to people a bunch.
So maybe not necessarily pilot, but, you know, maybe if I could get onto the police force that works here.
One thing Ulrich's pretty sure of is that a job will be waiting for her when she finishes her education.
By the time that I get out of college, they could possibly be fairly desperate. And so I might, you know, I might choose one, like, specific area and get there, and they'd be like, hallelujah, you're here, like, we'll take you.
I could see that happening.
All right. That sounds good.
The Aviation Day event Ulrich came to will be repeated in Portland on May 19th. I'm Tom Bonsi at SeaTac Airport.